Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. It is 9:07 here on a Wednesday morning and time for the show as we are going to talk education this morning. Later on, we're scheduled to hear from Geary County Schools and Dr. Reginald Eggleston. But as we start the program, we will discuss our schools here in Riley County, USD 378 Riley County Schools. Superintendent Cliff Williams joins us via Zoom. Good morning, Cliff.
Good morning, Brandon.
And we're also joined by John Cox, Superintendent of Schools at USD 384 Blue Valley in Randolph. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
Good to talk to both of you here this morning. We are already, hard to believe, it's almost Halloween. The calendar is getting ready to change over to November soon, and lots of good things going on here in the fall. Start with you, if you want, Cliff. Just kind of what's the latest happening this week as far as at Riley County Schools?
Well, a few exciting events. This morning, we sent off 10 students to the National FFA Convention in Indianapolis, Indiana. We hope they have a lot of fun and learn a lot of new ideas that they can bring back to us. Our football team has had great success this year. They'll continue in the playoffs this Friday versus Russell, so we wish them the best of luck. High school cross country is sending Haley Sharp to the 3A state meet this Saturday as well. So we wish her good luck. And just mark your calendars that, as you said, November's around the corner here, and we'll be having Thanksgiving break November 24th through the 26th. So a lot of exciting events going on at Riley County.
Is your football game, is that a home football game or is that a road football game this Friday?
It's a home game, so okay. Advantage of being 8-0, I guess.
That's absolutely true. I haven't gotten a chance to see your team play here, but I've heard good things. I know we had them on K-Man a few weeks ago, the game against Concordia, and that was a pretty good one.
Yeah, the kids have been working so hard, and our coaches are doing a great job with them. It's just fun to see all those kids have success.
Yeah, I correct myself. It was actually on B104, our sister station here. John, what about over in Randolph? What's the exciting news this week?
For this week, we're going to wrap up our football season on Thursday the 28th. Our game on Thursday will start at 6 p.m. We're playing Pike Valley, and they've got a distance to drive. And since it's on a school night, we wanted to give them an opportunity to get back at a decent hour since they all have to go to school on Friday. So that is what's wrapping up. We've got Halloween parties on Friday, and it's an exciting time of the year. Last year, our Halloween parties obviously weren't as exciting as they could have been. So this year, the kids are really excited about that. And super excited about it. We've had middle school basketball practice started this week. And so kids are all excited about that as well. We've had a lot of different communications. We've had our site council meeting. And that brought out a lot of good discussion on what, as a district, what we can do better. And the big thing was communication. And it wasn't that we're not communicating. It was that the way that we communicate is not being received by all of our community members. And some people didn't know that we had an app that we communicated through. We call those the Thrill Share app communications. And it puts out our message over all of the sources, Facebook, text messaging, just different services that we have through Twitter and things. If you have our app, please download it. That was a big push during parent-teacher conferences this week. Well, you can get it on Google Play and you can get it on the App Store. Just look up USD 384 Blue Valley Randolph so that you get the correct app. And we had conferences this week. It was a really good turnout. Our first night of conferences was last Thursday, and it was all in person, which was really good to have the parents back in the building. And then the Monday conferences were Zoom optional, so those parents who didn't feel comfortable coming in had the opportunity to still attend via Zoom. So we had really good turnout, and I was super excited to see all the parents come out. We had about a 68% return into the building for the conferences at the middle school. So I was really excited about those numbers. I'm still waiting on the high school and elementary school, but I'm sure they were equally, if not better. So just a lot of things going on this week. And as we start planning into November.
All right. Yeah, kind of the halfway point here for the semester for both school districts. What is it, just kind of ask you both here, I'll start with you, Cliff. What is the superintendent's job here at the middle of the semester? What is it you're trying to do here to kind of gauge the environments of your different school buildings?
Well, we've given a lot of early assessments, and so we're looking at those figures to see how much maybe kids have lost and where we need to target our instruction. We will measure them again at the end of the semester. Also starting to think about calendars then for the next year. We're kind of into the January, February mode already. We've got our budgets all wrapped up and those things are implemented and up and running. And it's kind of one of those periods when maybe we think we can catch our breath for a few days and then get geared up to stay ahead of everybody.
All right. How about you, John? What's the role of your position here at this time of year?
Well, we've got a lot of things on. So what I'm trying to do at this point is just get a guide or a baseline of where we're at. Like Cliff said, we do a lot of assessments through AIMSWeb, getting baseline information of where our students actually are and what we need to do to give them the tiered support that they need. Also, a big push is engaging our community, making sure that our community feels comfortable coming into the schools and feels like they're being heard. So that was one of the big things that we did with our apps, make sure that they had the information and that they felt comfortable giving us feedback on that. But also for our teachers, professional development. That was one of the things that I heard last year we needed to upgrade. And so this year we've really made a big push for having professional development that is meaningful for the teachers and not just something that we have to do. And so our first professional development we held on curriculum and how to assess students differently in a variety of classes. And that was fantastic training. And then with our last training that we had on the 15th, we went over our technology plan and we've upgraded all of our teachers to Promethean boards, which is a fancy way of having a smart board TV combination. And so making sure that all of our teachers know how to use those, because by the end of the year, first or the start of next year, all of the core classes will have those boards for use in all areas from elementary, from K through 12. And so it's very beneficial, just making sure that they have what they need.
All right, very good. Well, I know we've seen some improving numbers here as far as COVID's concerned down in Manhattan. We're seeing restrictions kind of being eased up a little bit at the city level, even at our local schools here. I know that things probably are about the same. I think Riley County overall, as a county, has been improving for the last 4 or 5 weeks. My question would be, Cliff, what is your COVID situation right now in Riley County schools?
Well, we don't want to curse ourselves, Brandon, you know, but we would echo what you said. Our numbers continue to be great. We have about 0.3% of our student population that is currently tested positive for COVID. We have no adults. And so, again, I can't begin to thank our parents and our staff and our students enough for doing all the little things to help mitigate this virus. And just, we've had a good run and we hope that continues.
John, how about you guys over there?
I would echo what Cliff had just said. Our numbers prior to last week were fantastic. We hadn't had a case since the beginning of school. We hadn't had any quarantines. And then we ended up having a positive case with a good chunk of students, 14 students. And that doesn't seem like a large chunk, but if you put that in perspective of 260 kids, 14 students is quite a number. So those kids are all quarantined. Most of them are back now. And it's just something to remember that, you know, we're in partnership with the health department. They send us the guidelines and our nursing staff here does a fantastic job, tremendous effort to make sure all of the kids have what they need, that they are identified, and we contact trace and share all of that information with the health department to make sure that we are doing what we can to make sure that the kids are safe. And while they're here, making sure that those students that have been identified get what they need as well.
Yeah, the biggest thing with this is the quarantines. That's, you know, it seems like most of the time the, you know, kids are getting sick. It's mild for the most part, and it's just these quarantines kind of interrupt life as it is, and you kind of have to alter your plans.
Yes, and, you know, we're fortunate that we've got the technology that if a student does have to go home and quarantine, although we don't have remote learning, we have the ability for students to go home and log in and get the direct instruction from our teachers and then continue to learn and do the work so that when they do return to school, they're not as far behind as if they had just gone home for those 10 days and done nothing. The teachers are doing a tremendous job with that.
All right. We're speaking with John Cox and Cliff Williams from Blue Valley and Riley County Schools, respectively. We're going to step aside for a moment, take a break, and come back with more here in a moment on News Radio KMAN's In Focus.